How do you know when something is finished? Does it need one more chord, one more paragraph, one more comma? The question occurs to most of us at one time or another. And in Manhattan, right now, an exhibition at the new Met Breuer Museum explores the theme with 600 years worth of art. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg says the monumental show is called Unfinished, and it has this intriguing subtitle, Thoughts Left Visible.
If it's unfinished, can you call it a masterpiece?
Yes. Yes.
Curator Andrea Bayer points to a small, exquisitely detailed drawing Jan van Eyck made in 1437 in preparation for a painted panel. St. Barbara sits on a hill near a looming Gothic tower. She holds a thick book and long, graceful palm leaves. Barbara is drawn in black on a pale background. Van Eyck paints in just a few birds against a blue sky.
And then he stopped. It's a masterpiece.
Why did he stop? No one knows. But Van Eyck signed and dated the panel. Usually that means the artist thinks it's finished. Someone asked Rembrandt why so many of his works look half-finished. His reply,
a work of art is complete when in it the artist has realized his intention.
So, up to the artist to decide, not pesky critics. Cézanne, never satisfied, rarely signed his works, and said finishing things is a goal for imbeciles. There are lots of reasons for not finishing. The artist dies, the commission dries up, the artist gets fed up. Rubens did, in 1628, painting a big battle scene for the French Queen Marie de Medici.
We can see him using a liquid brush stroke to set out the horses, the men, some of them falling, some of them riding.
The piece is ambitious, animated. 3 years into it, Rubens quit working on it. The Paris court was giving him wrong information. Marie was in trouble.
Basically, the artist said, basta, and put down his brushes.
War left a great 20th century picture unfinished. In 1965, Alice Neal was working on a portrait of an African-American named James Hunter. He had been drafted and was about to go to Vietnam.
She did the first sitting with him, capturing this beautiful, somewhat melancholic head, leaning on one hand.
The rest is an outline, his arms and legs, the chair, done in quick, precise strokes on the big white canvas.
He was supposed to come back for a second sitting, and he never did.
Alice Neal waited and waited, much as her pensive model in the painting sits waiting, knowing that his life is about to change.
This is a work in which not only has art been interrupted, but you get that sense that life has been interrupted.
Maybe James Hunter was sent to war. There's no record of his death. Or maybe he changed his mind about posing. 10 years later, for her first show at the Whitney Museum, Neal decided the work was finished. She put a title on the back and signed it.
It's magnificent, and it is a great example of so many of the works in this exhibition in which you are happy that the artist did not add another touch.
Unfinishedness is Curator Bayer's word for the state of some of these pieces. Sometimes it's a virtue. Sometimes an artist doesn't want to finish a painting, but cannot bear to part with it. In 1867, Manet's friend, the poet Charles Baudelaire, died. Scholars think Manet's dark, brushy landscape of a small funeral procession was painted after the poet's burial.
It clearly had personal significance for him. It captured a moment in which he was filled with grief.
Manet never finished the funeral, but kept it in his studio until his death, 15 years later.
Maybe it just brought up too many emotions to be easily finished.
Manet's friend, painter Camille Pissarro, bought the canvas. Artists often love looking at unfinished works. They can see the artist thinking, making decisions, hesitating, see the creative process. After World War II, many artists stopped trying to create perfect, completed canvases. Instead, work became about restlessness, flux. It was
unstable, ongoing, boundless, impermanent.
Kelly Baum is co-curator of this Met Breuer show. She points to Robert Rauschenberg's white painting from 1951. Four square panels hung close together to form a big square, each panel completely covered in nothing but white paint. Unfinished? How would you know? Well, walking in front of it, a viewer casts shadows on the panels.
Oh, we're silhouetted all of a sudden. We're casting shadows on it. We become silhouettes.
And because the paintings are always changing, they can never truly be finished.
And does it mean that the viewer participates in the making of that art and the viewer finishes it, for at least for that moment?
Absolutely.
A canvas by Andy Warhol is like a signature for this unfinished exhibition. Do-it-yourself violin salutes paint-by-numbers kits that were popular in the 1960s. Warhol paints the outline of a violin, black, on a white background. He breaks the violin down into many numbered spaces and fills in just a few of those spaces with numbered colors from the kit, brown, yellow, a bit of blue.
It seems to invite us, the viewer, to finish what Andy Warhol has only begun.
How do you know when it's finished? A question put over centuries to many of the artists in this unfinished exhibit at the Met Breuer until September 4th. Andy Warhol had the best answer. How do you know when it's finished?
Warhol's response to that was, when the check clears.
With some help from Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.